Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to know how much of an inner struggle I have for you, for those at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in person. I yearn that their hearts would be comforted and be knitted together in love. Also, I desire that they would have the wealth of complete confidence in God, which comes through a full understanding of the mystery of God, even the Father revealing himself, which is the Anointed One. It is in him that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. I say this so that no one will mislead you with persuasive talk. For though I am absent in person, yet am I with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and seeing your godly character and the firmness of your faith in the Anointed One. In the same way that you received the Anointed One, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, thus being rooted and built up in him and being established in your faith, just as you were taught, overflowing with thanksgiving. Be careful so that no one leads you away as plunder for themselves by persuading you to listen to and to trust in them using philosophy and empty, deceptive ideas, which is the way men often operate, following the normal worldly pattern, but which is not the way of the Anointed One. Understand this. All the fullness of the divine nature dwells in him bodily, and you are being filled with him who is the head of all principality and power. It is also in him that you are being circumcised with a circumcision not done with human hands, but instead through the stripping off of the entirety of the sins of the flesh by the spiritual circumcision which occurs in the Anointed One. Since you are being buried together with him through the death which baptism symbolizes, you are also being co-resurrected with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead because of your sins and the uncircumcised condition of your flesh. To you, I say, he gives God's life together with himself, graciously rescuing us from all of our sin. He blots out the array of written ordinances which were against us and even opposed to us. He has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. He also strips off from us the domination of the principalities and the powers, clearly exposing how they operate, he himself triumphing over them. Therefore, since the written ordinances have been blotted out, let no one judge you with respect to religious ordinances, such as what kind of meat you eat, what you drink, or concerning a religious feast day, or observing a new moon, or a Sabbath day. This is because these things are just a shadow of the spiritual things which were to come, but the fulfillment of them is now in the Anointed One. Don't let anyone cheat you out of your reward by insisting on voluntary submission to men and giving reverence to human messengers. Such men emphasize things which they claim to have seen without any genuine basis whatsoever and have an overinflated fleshly idea of their own importance. When you reverence and submit to them, you are not holding securely to the head, from which the whole body, being supplied and knit together through the joints and ligaments, increases with the increase of God. Since you died with the Anointed One to the essence of this world, why, as though still a part of the world, do you subject yourselves to earthly religious ordinances such as don't touch this, don't eat that, or don't handle some other thing? These are just regulations concerning perishable things, all of which are designed for destruction. These are just human precepts and doctrines. These are things which have an appearance of wisdom in self-righteous worship, self-humiliation, and severity to the body, but are of no value with regard to truly dealing with the appetites of the flesh. This is the end of Colossians chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version. was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.